The shirim of the shechita, melacha shaychet. So last week we spoke about this, but this week we're going to speak about another aspect of this halacha. Says the Mishnah, in Kul and Yudal and Maralef, Hashochet b'Shabbos, over Yom HaKippurim, Avul Pishim Mishchai v'Nafsho Shechitosu K'sheira. So even though he was Mechal Shabbos, the shechita is still good. It's a kosher shechita. So last week we discussed, is it a mumer, right? And we had the whole discussion by the person of mumers. Mumers dino kakum, and therefore the shechita should be no good. And we gave different answers. Maybe he only becomes a mumer afterwards. The whole discussion. So tonight we're going to have discuss a different aspect. So let's look at this. Pasuk says in Bechukosai, on page 2. V'mhei ma she'ekrivu m'menu korban l'Hashem, kol yishayitein m'menu l'Hashem b'ya kodesh. A person's makdish a behema, so the behema is kodesh. Right? You set aside this behema, this kedusha. It says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oso tov b'ra o ra b'toiv. You can't change. In other words, once you made the korban kodesh, you can't say, ah, I'd rather this other animal be kodesh, and I want the kedusha from animal A to go to Kedusha to animal B. You're not allowed to do that. Lo yachlifenu. Even if the animal B is nicer, so you want to do a better job, still you can't. Lo yachlifenu. V'lo yomir oso tov b'ra or ra b'tov. V'im hamer yamir behema b'behema. V'yahu usmuroso yekodesh. So, but if you do that, you try to...
Both.
Right, you try to say that Kedusha should transfer from A to B. So not only we tell you that Kedusha doesn't transfer, but now they're both Kodesh. And then you violate Halav of Tumura. You get Malchus. That's one of the exceptions. That even though it's not really a Maisa, you didn't even really do a Maisa. Usually a Lav Shein Bel Maisa, you don't get Malchus. Tamura, the Kedusha goes, doesn't switch, and now they're both Kaddish, and you violate the Avera. So if you, in the beginning of Masechet Tamura, there's a whole sugya in the beginning of Tamura, a machloikis between Abaye and Rava, where the kol milsa de omar rachmana lo savid, the avid mahani, or the avid lo mahani. Which means that if the Torah says that you shouldn't do something, and you go against the Torah, and you do it, do we say whatever you do is futile? It's not chal. Or do we say it is chal? That's the machlokes. Look inside on page 4, down on the base at the bottom. Amar Abaye, kol milsa de omer rachmanu lo sovid im ovid mahani. So Abaye says that anything that the Torah says not to do, but if you do it, it's still chal. And he gives you a raya. These halkadayfich lo mahani, amai loki. In other words, because if you're going to say that it doesn't, it's like you did nothing, so why do you get malchus for tamura? You didn't do anything. So it must be that it's Mahani, and therefore you get Malchus. It's just that we say that the Torah says don't switch, so it does switch, but the first Kedusha still stays. But if it wouldn't, but by saying, but if you, what you did is meaningless, then you wouldn't get Malchus. That's Abaye's sheet. Rava Omar lo mahani. Rava says that it's meaningless. If you do something, Torah says not to do it, and you do it, it's garnish katan. Oh, so why you get malchus? Misum de ovar a memer de rachmana. In other words, since the Torah says not to do it, and you're trying to do it, So, for that you get malchus. So now the Gemara says, hey, I'm an aleph, meisvei, oina shigirish. What's the din? A person, oh, butcher. Okay, page 5. We're up to page 5. Rabbi Arf, please. So it says the Gemara, person, what's the halacha? A person rapes a woman. So the halacha is that he mechuyev to marry her. Lo siyel isha, to him it'll be his wife, and he's not allowed to divorce her. Lo sucha l'shalcha kol yom. Right? So what happens if the guy, he rapes the woman, he marries her, and now he divorces her? So is the divorce chal? Because the Torah says, lo yucha l'shalcha. So if you hold, so l'chara, maybe it should be dependent upon this machlokes. So says the Gemara, oyna shigirish, im Yisrael hu. If he's Yisrael, so Yisrael could always remarry, right, the grusha, because Yisrael is not mitzuva to marry a grusha. So a man rapes a woman, the halacha is he has to marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her. So if he's Yisrael, and he divorced her, so he can remarry her. Right? Machzir ve'in aloker. So if he's a kohen, so then he can't. And then he'll have to get malchus because he can't be.
There's no mitzvah to remarry her, though. There's just a mitzvah to marry her the first time.
No.
He's supposed to be married to her.
Lo yuchal sh-
he's supposed to be married to her, or he's supposed to marry her?
He's supposed to marry her, and if he divorced her, he has a mitzvah to remarry her. Lo yuchal l'shal. Lo yuchal l'shalcha, v'lo siya l'isha. So that's mitzvah, is even if he divorced her, he has a mitzvah to remarry her. So the Gemara says like this, v'yamrit kevin de'ovar amemr de'rachmano, loki, hanami loki. So if you're saying that since he violated the Meimer D'Rachmana, so here he violated the Torah's rule, so he should get Malchus. So Tuyuf to the Rava. So it's a kasha on Rava, because Rava says, Lo Mahani. Right? So if it's Lo Mahani, so then what? It shouldn't even be chal. It shouldn't even be chal. Yeah, look in Tosis. So after that, the hashda hada ino lo ke la mitam nituku hamishum dolo mahani gerishin. That's tzorach lach zero. The amr came into over, right? So in other words, the two possibilities of why machziv ino lo ke, either because it's a lavanitak lesse, so he has a mitzvah now to remarry her, so that takes away the malchus. Or that the gerishim was never chal in the first place. So machzir could mean just come back with her. But you see beferish that it's not that way. That the gerishim was chal. So Amal Khoshani Hashem Domer Kol Yomav, Kol Yomav Ba'omud Hechzer. So in other words, so he has his whole life, he has a mitzvah to remarry her. Kol Yomav.
Isn't this connected to the study of Mitzvah Habava Vera?
So mitzvah.
Very similar.
Yeah, so mitzvah Bava Vera spoke about a mitzvah.
When you're doing here, it's a mitzvah to marry him.
Yeah, but here, in other words, he did. The Torah says, "Don't do something," right? And you did it. By mitzvah Bava Vera's question is whether you did an Aveira at the same time of a mitzvah, so you might not be yotzei the mitzvah. Here the Torah is saying, don't do something, and you went ahead and you did it. So what's the pshat? It's as if you didn't do it, because the Torah said not to do it. Or is it that it's not chal, or maybe it is chal, and so Rava says it's not chal. Anything the Torah says don't do is not chal. And Abai says it is chal. So that's the sugi here. So now look at the on page 6. The Gemara says like this. Right, Tamura. What about Tamura? Don't you see that it's Mahani? Because if what you did, you said, you're not allowed to transfer the Kedusha. If you Makdish animal A, you can't say, I want the Kedusha from animal A to go on animal B. It doesn't work. Right? But if you hold like Rava, that it's lo mahani, so then it should be like nothing. Why is the kedusha going on to animal B? So you see by the fact that it goes to animal B, even though he wanted it, the mama should transfer, at least it goes on, it doesn't leave animal A. Alma mahani, tshuv to the Rava. So tshuv to the Rava, because according to Rava, lo mahani, what should be the din? The kedusha should just stay with animal A, and animal B should be chulin. But yet we say the kedusha does transfer, it just doesn't leave animal A, even though the Torah said you can't do it. You see that even though the Torah says you can't do it, it still works. So it's against Rava. So Rava says back, Shani Hasam Damakrav Ayahu Smrosu Yakodesh. Now you have a special pasuk to tell me that this is an exception to the rule, that the kedusha still really shouldn't be chal at all, but it's still chal. Rabbi, you love the Omer Rachman of a Hayahu Tumroso, have a mina tetsi zu vitikoni zu, kamashman. According to Rabbi, it's Mahani, so what's the Chiddush of the Torah? Because if you would hold without the Chiddush of Torah, the Kedusha would have left for A and go on to B. The Chiddush of the Torah is that it goes from A to B, but it stays on A also. So this is the big machlokes Abai v'Rava. Called Milsa Domer Rachmani Yovid Lo Savid Yovid Mahani Yovid Lo Mahani. Abai says what? Mahani, and Rava says Lo Mahani. Oh, so what does this have to do with our discussion? Let's get back to Asugya and Chulun. So if you take a look, in the Marashdam, so the Marashdam has this whole discussion over here about different haramim and different things. And he discusses the sugya of Yovid Mahani or Yovid Lo Mahani. So, Od Koshali, look on page 7, on the bottom of the left side. Od Koshali. Disnan Maseches Chulin, Perakama, Shochid B'Shabbos, Yom Kippurim, Avol Pishim Tzchai V'Nafshar, Shchitosu K'Sheira, Kosev Haran, Dafki B'Shogig, Ofil Bezid, Shoshochtom Sinna, that's what we discussed last week. So he wouldn't be a mumer, or from right, but he says, but what about if you hold like Rava, lo mahani? Normally we hold, we pass like Rava. Called milsadam rachmona lo savid lo mahani. So how come the shechit is good? Isn't that Mishnah against Rava? In other words, Rava says you don't follow the Torah, it's not Mahani. So here, he didn't follow the Torah, he shechted on Shabbos, and we say it's still good. Yeah. And the Mishnah can't be against Rava, because we have a Yesod, the Kesef Mishnah says, that it's a Kabbalah that a Moroim were Makabel never to argue on Tanoim, unless they have a Tana that supports their view. So here you have a Stam Mishnah. It doesn't seem anyone's disagreeing with this Mishnah. It says it's good. So it works in good with Abaye. Abaye says Mahani. But according to Rava, called Milsadara Achmanullah Sovit, it's Lo Mahani. The Torah said, don't do something. It doesn't, it's not Chal. But it's a Beverish against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Shechit is good on Shabbos. So that's the Kasha. The Torah says not to be sure. So you would say that if the Shechit is only Chal at the end, the question is, was there any? And in other words, maybe you could say the same teretz like the Mumer. That's what I was saying. So I was asking a kasha, Rav Doiv, that the Mishnah says if you shochet the Shabbos, shechit on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, the shechit is still kosher. So the question is, the Gemara says in Tamura, the opinion of Rava is kol milta d'amr achmona lo sovid, yovid lo mahani. That if you do something against the Torah, so it's not chal. But here in L'chor it's chal. The Mishnah says it's chal. So according to Abaye Shita, Yovid Mahani, I understand. But according to Rav Shita, Yovid Lo Mahani, so that's what he asks here. Shemisha Nishma Shalom Garish, O Kibel Chayrim, V'Over Armina Dol Mahani Masav, Lo Havaget. Misha Shachar B'Shabash, U'mushma V'Omin Mar Sina, is Lo Shizkot, Havala Kamanda Lacey. In kina filu she'enu meshumer, havalei lemeimar dehavei nevela. Okay. For ein kan shechita kol, kumo shekozo b'toisus. And that's one of the lama test melachos, is shoichit. So even though it's maybe chal till later, but the ma'aseh, the malacha is shoichet. So that means that you can't do this on Shabbos. So he did the whole thing on Shabbos. So it shouldn't be chal. Torah says not to be shoichet. So whatever it takes to be shoichet, he did on Shabbos, and he's not supposed to do it. So it shouldn't be chal. That's the kasha of the Maharaj Dam. So there is a tshuva of the Marit on page 10. And he says, you said to answer the kasha. So he says like this. He says, chap like this. He says, Ani ovin v'odun l'fanecha, b'in ezel v'lo kayotzi bo lo shaycha hi de t'mur kal. He says, this kasha of Yovin lo mahani has nothing to do with the sugya of Shochet B'Shabbos. Gokor, if it would, how come the Gemara in t'mur never quotes this Gemara about Shochet B'Shabbos as a raya one way or the other? So he says he doesn't think it has anything to do. Why not? Of course, if it's a lot to do, it's mamish the same shayla. So he says like this. Takoch lo amrina kol mid zomer chmona lo sovi de ovid lo hainu im ovid oso maise hepech masha omra toira. Because if a person did something against what the Torah says, hepech of what the Torah says, lo mahani lei, it doesn't help, it doesn't work, and therefore his maisim are betalim, and divrei Torah kayamin, kigon lo yachlifenu, lo yomir oso. In Hamir, Ilav Kra, the Hayahu Tumoroso, have a mean of Lomahani. In other words, he did something against the Torah. He tried to change the Kedusha from one animal to the other. So the halacha is, it doesn't mean anything. Nothing chal. But then there's a special Gzeres HaKosov, Hayahu Tumoroso Yakodesh. But without that special Gzeres HaKosov, it wouldn't be chal. But he says, So he says like this. He says, wait, said over, that Ilovid Lomahani means that if we're going to say Iovid, and we say Lomahani, then you won't violate the Torah. But here, even if we say Lomahani, you'll still violate the Torah, because the Torah said don't shecht. And he shechted. So what are we going to say? It's no good. But the animal's still dead either way. So he's still violating. It's still violating the Ratzon Hashem. Whether we say, in other words, Ovid Lo Mahani means Lo Mahani, and therefore you're not going to end up violating the Ratzon Hashem. Because you tried to violate the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem says, no, I'm not going to recognize anything in my violation. And therefore Lo Mahani, and therefore you won't be violating what I said. But in a case where even if Hashem says it's not Mahani, you're still violating, then the whole klal doesn't. You see, so by Gerishin, if the Torah says don't begarish the oinus, and if the Gerishin is not chal, then you didn't violate the Ratzon Hashem. So therefore you say lo Mahani, and you won't violate. But by Shechita, even if it's not chal, you're still what? You're still violating the Ratzon Hashem. Because at the end of the day, the animal's dead. And the malacha, even though it's a shochid, but it's the tilos neshama. So the neshama is the...
You can't take it back.
You can't take it back either way.
And you're not violating the Ratzon Hashem by attempting to effect something which is out there? By giving the woman a get.
Right.
Even though the get is in chal, That's still not.
Okay, it's not the spirit of
the not giving the get is not.
Say you gave the get and the get was possible for some reason.
Yeah.
So in the end of the day, you didn't. So you're talking about the famous Gemara in Pasuk in Parshas Matos, Hashem Yislach Lach, that a woman took a neder, she's not going to eat certain things, osatah, right? And then, what happened? She goes ahead, and she eats it. But little did she know that her husband was made for the neder. But she didn't know that. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that she didn't violate anything, but she still needs kapara, Hashem yislach lah, because she had a ratzon to violate, so she still needs kapara.
Can I get a Ratzon Hashem?
Because she wanted to do something to negate the Ratzon Hashem. So that's what you're saying.
Even though she didn't do anything,
right? So you still need, but lemaisa. But lemaisa, the ikar avera she didn't violate. Still, since you had a bad Ratzon, so then. So you still need a measure of kapara. But at the end of the day, the Ikar Ratzon Hashem you didn't violate because you weren't successful.
If you're a little bit against the Ratzon Hashem, you don't need to be against the Ikar Ratzon Hashem. Just a little bit is still.
Right, but the main thing, Yilavid Lo Mahani, means Hashem was saying that whatever you try to do, I will thwart your attempt. So that's what happens. He thwarts them, Lo Mahani. But if, as a result of saying Lo Mahani, it's still going to be, the Ikar Ratzon is still violated, then you don't say Lo Mahani. That's the Maariv Tzitzon. You know, there's a famous Kli Chemda, Rav Meir Dan Plotsky. Klichemda asked the Kasha in last week's Parsha, right? What does he say? Yosef says to the brother, don't worry. Atem chashevtam alay l'ra, lokim chashav l'tova. Because even though you had bad intent, but in the end it turned out good, that because as a result you sold me, I ended up in Mitzrayim and I helped everyone out, so it worked out for good. So Frechtrev may have done Plotsky Akasha, but doesn't the Gemara say that even if it turns out good, but if you had bad kavana, Hashem Yislachlal, just like the lady who thought she was violating the neder, and she had bad kavana, but really in the end she wasn't violating anything because she still needs kapara. So what's the in the pasuk is Kumish? That's Rav Meir Dan Plotsky's Kasha. Yeah. So the answer he gives, my friend Rav Horace once pointed out to me, the answer he gives is a beautiful answer. I wrote this whole thing on this. But that is that when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so it's more result-oriented. If in the end, in other words, things turned out for the good, so even though that wasn't my intention, it's good. The end is, did I hurt my friend? I didn't. I hurt my friend. But when it comes to Ben Adam L'Makom, so even though in the end you didn't do anything wrong, but still you still had kavanah to go against Hashem, that's how I was saying. So that's what they point out.
Rachmana Levavai.
Yeah, Rachmana Levavai. That's why the Sifrei says, what if you by mistake, a coin fell out of your pocket? And an oni picks it up in the street, and so you get tzchar, even though you didn't have intent to give it to him. But bottom line is, he was nana from it. So then, so someone would be mechalik between mitzvot ben adam l'chaveru and adam l'mokum. But ben adam l'chaveru, it's the result oriented, and if in the end the oni got something out of it. So you were the conduit, so you get schar. And the same thing, if in the end you try to hurt, but he wasn't hurt, or for care something good came out, so then it's okay. So that's the Marit. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a little bit different. The Marit, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva here on page 11. What? Rabbi Kiva Eger, yeah. The Torah says, don't do this specific thing. But say the Torah speaks in a general lashon. So what does that mean? You can't say that. In other words, it doesn't work for that. Because what do you say? The Torah says, don't build a building on Shabbos. Don't plant. Don't write. So what do you mean, lo mahani? But lemaisa, it's written. Yeah, so right, he's saying that right, in other words, because there the malacha is the tilas neshama. So there's certain things when the Torah speaks very specific, like tamura, so So then the Torah is not only saying you're not allowed to do it, but the Torah is saying you don't have the koyach to do it. And then, so because then we say lo mahani, but you can't say that by lo sasa malacha. I don't have the koyach to plant to cook on Shabbos. I have the koyach to cook, and it can be very tasty and sumptuous. So it's not shy to speak about lo mahani by those cases. By those cases, because see, sometimes it's shy to speak about lo mahani that what you did is is a meaningless act. But you can't say on Shabbos what I did is a meaningless act. With Lamaisa, it's there. It's a reality. I wrote two letters. It's here. So what do you think? It's lo mahani. It's there. You can't deny reality. I can't say, oh, because we'll view this chair is not here. But it's here. So the same thing by Shechita. It's here. You did it. Nichem Pshutim Masnitz Nashochet. Okay, so Nashochet, you did the Shechita. See, you can only say lo mahani if we could touch up that the pshat and the chumash is lo mahani means that not only you're not allowed to do it, but you don't even have the Torah says you don't have the koyach to do it. So by tamura, the Torah could say it's not chal, but that's on metaphysical things. Then the Torah could say it's not chal, but if the whole thing is about a physical thing and the physical thing's here, it's not shy to speak about chal, not chal. It's a reality. See, a get, you can say it's a physical thing, but it creates a metaphysical reality that now she's not an Eish HaSish anymore. So then the Torah could say, maybe it's not Chal. That's what Rabbi Kivega says in the Mechaschina. Look, it's not the same Lashon. He says the same thing. Oh. Then Rabbi Chorin Wasserman has a whole discussion here. Take a look for a second. Take a look at the bottom of page 15 for a second. He says like this. He says there's certain things. Yeah, look on Oz Beis. Look at Oz Beis. Hinei, b'chol ha-dvar manasim l'adei ha-odom, yesh nishno yafonu. Heiched ha-chalos ha-din nasim mikoach ha-odom. Kemo b'chol ha-kinyonim, v'kidushin v'geirushin, sh'odom hu ha-poyol ha-chalos ha-din. Whereas a person gets married, kidushin, geirushin, the person is creating that metaphysical reality by his action. But certain things, so the person does the physical action, he gives the get, he gives the kedushin, and he's viewed as if he's doing the metaphysical thing also, that he's the megarish, he's the mekadesh. Even though the metaphysical thing, theoretically you could say, it happens by itself. You do the ma'aseh, but he's going to prove to you that when it comes to kedushin, not only you're doing the physical act, but you're doing the metaphysical chalos as well. We'll see. But sometimes the pshat is you do the physical act, and the metaphysical happens by itself. Heichad shamaisa ba'atzma b'lo koach ha'adam po'el es chalos ha'din. Kemo b'shchita d'vateres. He says, what's the pshat in Shechita? Is the pshat that you do the physical action and you're also creating the chalos heter? Or is the pshat, no, you do the physical action and the Torah creates, the Torah declares that it's mutter. So he wants to say, by Shechita, it's, all you're doing is the physical action. Ha'adam eino ha-matir. Ela Shechita atzma v'teres. Nasa kilchusam. Nach gemir tu v'shtei ha-fon v'holod. V'mokam sha'adam hu osir matir. So this is the yisod. Certain things you can make a tanai. In other words, you can give a ring to a woman and say, Hareat Mikudeshus Li, I'll manas that it snows tomorrow. Okay? You can make a tanai. Why? Because like Rav Shechter pointed out, you're the balabas, not only of the maisa, but of the whole chalos. So you can make, well, any stipulation you want. And you can megarish ala tanai. Megarish you al manas, whatever. You can sell something ala tanai. So by the fact that you can make a tanai, as Rav Shlomo pointed out, as Rav Chana is saying, that shows not only you're doing the physical action, but you're shafing the whole chalos. Haraya, you could decide that the chalos should only be al manas this, al manas that. But of our shochet behema, can I shech the behema and say the shechita should only be kosher al manas that it snows tomorrow? And if it doesn't, I'm doing a perfect shechita side by side. Anyway, it's a perfect shechita. But I only want it to be chal if what al manas that it snows tomorrow.
Shechita doesn't need to be l'shem shechita.
Well, there's a whole machlokes whether you need kavana. But it's saying,
right? So if you need kavana, can't you make your kavana? I have kavana, you know, telling on it snowing tomorrow.
No, so in other words, shechita might need kavana for the maisa that you're doing a maisa. But say I'm doing a maisa. I know I'm doing a maisa, but I want it to be toloi on a tanai. So the halacha is there's no such thing as a tanai. The maisa, if you do a shechita and it's proper, physically, that's it, it's mutter. Whether it snows tomorrow, or it doesn't snow tomorrow, even though I made a condition only on Manas that it snows tomorrow, doesn't matter. So what sort of explains Rav Chana, what's the vort? How come by Kedushin and Gerushin I can make it tonight, and not by Shechita? So he says a beautiful vort. He says, because by Kedushin and Gerushin, not only is the Gavra, the person doing the physical act of the Kedushin, or the Gerushin and the Sinus Aget, but he's doing the metaphysical act of being Megarish or being Mekadish. So therefore he's the Balabas, so that he can make any Tanai he wants. And it's totally whether the Tanai is Mekuyam or not. But by Shechita, you're only the Balabas to do the physical act. Once the physical act is done, then the Torah declares, Hashem declares that it's Mutter. So therefore I can't make a Tanai on that, because I'm not the Balabas over the metaphysical chalois that's being chal. No, by Kedushin, in other words, two things are happening by Kedushin and by Shechita. By Kedushin, he's doing the physical act of giving the ring, whatever. And then there's a chalos that her status is changed. Now she's an Eishes Ish. Or by Gerushin, the same thing. By Shechita also, two things are happening. There's the physical act, and then the fact that now the animal's mutter. So the question is the human being really doing both of those things? Or is the physical act being done by the human being? And the fact that there's a chalos, there's a change of status, that's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's happening memela. So he says, the fact that you can make a tanai by Kedushin and Gerushin, and you can't make a tanai by Shechita, shows that by Kiddushin and Gerushin, you're the full balabas of everything that goes on. So you're in the driver's seat to make any stipulation you want. So Mamela, you can make a tanai. But by Shechita, you just have to do the action, and the fact that it's mutter, that happens by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mamela. And therefore there's no tanai. You can't make any tanai by Shechita. That the Shechita is only mutter al manas. Oh. So that's how he explains. So once he explains that, so he says, Shochet behema lo yukol hatil tanai. Okay? Because you're not, so that's, then in Oz Dalet, he says like this. Oye shnaf kemina harbek uad mi ovid lo bahani. Lo shayach hachlola el hechesh adin nifal al yidei koch adam. Yavid lo mahani is only by when you, the balabas, you, the man, you, the human being, is the balabas of each part over the maisa and the chalos, and you're doing something that's against the ratzon Hashem, and you're the one who's doing both aspects. So then, Yavid lo mahani, then we could say that the chalos is not going to be chal, because you did the chalos. And that's against the Ratzon Hashem, so Hashem will revoke it. But by Shechita, the chalos is not done by the Bala, by the Adam. So then, it's not the, so it's nothing to speak about Yovid Lo Mahani. Because Yovid Lo Mahani is only, we take away something that the person was poil. And the person is not poil, the person does the action. The fact that it's mutter, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poil. That's what he says. Oh, Yeshnaf, can be an army, but it's a, can be Yovid Lo Mahani. Say, for example, the term, say a person, aval b'shchita shehechsher nasa me'elav, lo shach klal lomer yovid lo mahani. Okay, lo kosher me'ashochet b'shabbos. So that's how he answers the kasha, the Marashdam's kasha. Ashochet b'shabbos, why do we say Ovid lo mahani? The answer is because the fact that it's mutter is not me. That happens b'meila. But something that's b'meila, so that's not part of the kalal of the Ovid lo mahani. That's his yisod. So we had the Maritz yisod. That the Ovid Lo Mahani is a din of only if we say Lo Mahani, then you weren't violating the Ratzon Hashem. But here, even if we say Lo Mahani, that the Shechita is not good, you still violate the Ratzon Hashem because you would no tell the Neshama. And then the Kivega says of Ort that the Ovid Lo Mahani only is when the Torah speaks about a specific action. Then you could teach the Pasuk to say the Ovid Lo Mahani. Doesn't only mean you're not allowed to, but you don't have the koyach to. But when the Torah speaks in general, lo sakasam kol melacha on Shabbos, it can't mean you don't have the koyach to. What do you mean? I don't have the koyach to write? I do have the koyach to write. I wrote, then it's written. Here it is. So you can't say, Ovid lo mahani, it's like it's not there. So b'meila, so what must be the pshat lo sakasam melacha? That you're not allowed to, but not that you don't have the koyach to, because it doesn't fit into every melacha. Certain malachas, you'd be able to say that. By ksiva, you can't say it's lo mahani, because it's here. By shchita, taku, maybe we could say, by certain things, but it doesn't fit into all the cases. That's how Rabbi Ochanan says. And then there are other teretz, and the shach has a teretz, that it's quoted here. You can look at the Shah Melech on page 20. Ozer Yisi Labala Shach Sharotzal Yashiv Kushis Rambal Shukim Burim Dakel Amrin Lo Mahani Elam Gzei Lo Gdavasi The Efshar Lassus Amaisa Elam Baros Harav Mashenkin Hach Gabi Shabbos The Efshar Lassus Beheter. There was it happens to be that he shecht on Shabbos, but the Shechita didn't have to be on Shabbos. So he says, that's not what he wants to say, but and the Note of Yehuda has something similar to what we said in the past, that the Note of Yehuda writes on page 21 that he says, Ve'emes, the first word on the line is Riyata. So then you could say Yovid Al Korcha. Okay, here's him. So don't do shchut echutz. But here, the shochet b'shabbos Yom Kippur came after Shua Toises Alvada came Nachman Ozer Behedin Lo Yishkar Al Chomitz Amrin Yovid Lo Mahani. So that's so there were certain cases are similar to maybe the shach a little bit. Certain cases are that specific action. Shchutei chutz. The Torah says don't do that. So the Rachmana onash befeirish hashochim chutz. Lo onash alon kein hisyon. For a Pesach ha'is ha'shchita yichol liyos behechsher shelo chometz. In other words, certain things you have to bring the Korban Pesach in a certain way. So if you have chometz, it's a problem. So eino she'iu ovid v'iser ve'izem moder ovid the mahani k'mo b'shochem Shabbos Yom Kippur. But you could have done the shchita without Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You choose to do it with Shabbos Yom Kippur, so that's not ovid lo mahani. It's only things that by definition always that iser is always going to be that way. Okay, it's a little bit difficult. But these are some of the, this is a very, klal of Yovin Lomahani, Yovin Lomahani, of the Machlokas Abai and Rava, and then how it ties into this, to the Sugya, the Marit, and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, and the Shach, and the Rebbe Chonon. So interesting, interesting svaras. Okay, so we finished the Malach of Shochet, and now we go on to the next Malach of Lamatas Malach of Shochet.
What's the next one?
So then all these Malach